Our guest in the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Francis, good morning.
Good morning.
We haven't talked about an organization called Hunt County Kids for a while, and this is an outfit that is primarily headquartered in Quinlan.
They are located in Quinlan, but they help all kids in Hunt County. Their primary focus is on school supplies. We have a great program here in Greenville that does tools for schools, but the other areas of Hunt County don't have as much, and so they do a big thing with, especially with the Quinlan ISD school district. They have a back-to-school fair, people sign up, and then they get their school supplies the first day of school, so they're already at school with them. The other thing that they work with is medical needs and financial needs of the family to support the kids.
Mm-hmm. So they're headquartered in Quinlan, work a lot with the Quinlan ISD, but not exclusively the Quinlan ISD.
Correct. They are Hunt County.
Sounds like they're pretty broad in the services that they offer, and kind of not just targeted to the kids themselves, but the families of the kids.
Correct. If there's a family that has a child and the family has a need, they're going to try everything they can to meet that need. You know, it can be from transportation back and forth to Dallas for medical visits. It can be, you know, paying for doctor's visits, those getting eyeglasses, those kinds of things that, you know, helps the family, but it's an immediate need of the child.
And needless to say, we will we'll make a connection on our website to your website, United Way, and also obviously United Way assists Hunt County Kids.
They do, and we also have a post on Facebook that talked about our weekend program with the lunch program, and they helped us with the Quinlan ISD bags, giving some extra food for that. So they're really all about taking care of the kids.
Food for kids over the weekend.
Yes.
This was during
yes.
the school year.
Well,
and then also in the summer?
Correct. We added some components of our summer lunch to take care of the kids over the weekend,
I
too.
See. Now, it so happens that area country music performer Trey Houston is giving a free concert this coming weekend that will benefit Hunt County Kids.
It's a free concert. One of his recordings benefits. Every time somebody downloads that recording, a percentage, anywhere from 50 to 100% of the proceeds, goes to Hunt County Kids. So it's a way to enjoy country music. It's a way that he gives back to the community. And just in case you missed it, he was in the Herald Banner last Sunday. So mm-hmm. a great opportunity to hear some country music in Quinlan on Saturday, June 25th.
That is the correct date. This is at Willa's Restaurant and Awesome Blossom, and this is on Highway 276. Most people know that is the highway that you take that left turn at Quinlan to go to Lake Tawakoni.
Right, and it's about halfway between Quinlan and the bridge right.
But the main way that he's raising money is through the download of the song.
Correct. His one song is every download gets a portion back to Hunt County Kids.
Okay, we're talking with Francis Dalby. Francis is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, you've been telling me about the fact that you are working on a bachelor's degree.
Correct.
Here at A&M Commerce.
I am. I'm a lucky lion now.
You're catching up.
I am. I
have an associate's degree, but now after all the accomplishments that you've had, you're adding a bachelor's degree.
In 2001, I got my associate's degree, and I've always wanted to go back and get my bachelor's. And
this is the competency-based program that we've heard
correct.
So much about.
Competency-based education. It's called organizational leadership. It's in the business school, and it's really a great way for working people, stay-at-home moms, anybody that would like to pursue their degree. It's very affordable, and they can do it on their own time. So for me, it's usually between about 7 and midnight, or depending if I get up early and 3 and 4 in the morning, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But I do it on my own time, take the test, show that I'm competent in those areas that, you know, ethics, leadership, those basic business components, and once I demonstrate that I'm competent, then I get to move on to the next class.
And all of the courses are online?
They're all online. It's a great, like I said, it's a great value. For $750, you get 7 weeks. You start with 2 classes, so that's 6 hours. If you complete those 2 classes, then you can go on to a third. You complete that one, you can go to a fourth. So as many classes as you can cram into a 7 weeks, you get it for that value price of $750. And until I got into the senior level classes, all the books were included with that.
Mm-hmm. So you're quite the spokesman for this program, and it's been around now for, I guess, a couple of years.
Several years, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I talk about it to everybody. I had some people at my family reunion that were interested in going back to school, and I mean, it's just a great way. You don't have to live in Commerce. You don't even think you have to live in Hunt County. You can just go to school online.
Sure. Organizational leadership is the program that you're involved in, and you're getting your degree in December.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, we expect. We have no reason to think.
That's my goal.
We have absolutely no reason to think not. Yeah, Frances Dalby is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.